confinement. The dictator in the turban died and was replaced by a dictator in a Western business suit. Now that he looked like all the other leaders, observers detected a certain relaxing of tensions. Something in the air said the weather was changing, and if you looked up at the sky and squinted, you could almost see the faint dollar signs embossed upon the big migrating clouds, sucking up cash in one place, raining it down in another. Meanwhile, I was trying to get across town to my brother-in-law's funeral, speeding through yellow lights, arriving late, taking my place in a line of idling cars outside the cemetery, having to wait with everyone else because no one had gotten the code number to punch into the keypad on the automatic gate. Cold day. The neighborhood, ugly and poor, like a runny nose, a reminder of misery in the world. And Barney was dead. Big party boy Barney, famous for his appetite and lack of self-control. Now needing an extra-large coffin, as if he was taking his old friends, drinking, eating, and smoking, into the hole with him. So what hovered over the proceedings that afternoon was a mixture of grief and vindication, like a complex sauce the pallbearers and aunts were floating in, each one thinking, "Oh God, I told him this would happen." Later, at the reception, I saw my beautiful ex-wife, wearing a simple black dress that showed off her beautiful neck, standing next to a guy I would like to call her future second ex-husband. A long time since she and I had been extinct, and still I found inside myself an urge to go over and tell her one more time it wasn't my fault, and struggled for a moment with that ridiculous desire. Upstairs, looking for a place to be alone, I found a television turned on and abandoned in a room, churning out pictures and light against a wall. Images of crowds marching down streets past burning, overturned cars. People in robes gathered outside embassies and throwing stones. Even with the sound off, not even knowing the name of the country, I thought that I could understand what they were protesting about, what had made them so angry. They wanted to be let out of the TV set. They had been trapped in there, and they wanted out.